Political party financing in Ghana, especially with the high cost of party campaigns and non-disclosure of funding sources, continue to be a major source of concern. An independent consultant, Professor Kwesi Prempeh, said the continuous funding of political parties by what he termed political investors poses political, economic and social costs to the public in the long run when their parties win election. Professor Prempeh was speaking at a forum in Accra on political party funding. Rukayatu Musa has more.
Experts have over the years called for clear laws to encourage citizens to trust political parties and politics. One issue that has not helped in building and sustaining the trust of citizens in politics has been the inadequate disclosure of the identity of political campaign financiers, illicit party financing, and abuse of incumbency, which can fuel corruption. It is against this backdrop that the Financial Accountability and Transparency Africa, with support from Star Ghana, held the forum in Accra to find lasting solution to the challenges of political party financing. An independent consultant, Professor Kwesi Prempeh, explains how activities of political financiers can contribute to corruption in the country.
Why would anybody put so much money in a party? If they couldn't get it back, they wouldn't put it in. They know they're going to get it back because once you win power in this country, you get all the power, all the contracts, budgets, appointments. That winner takes all is also fueling this whole thing.
A Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kwaku Anyidoho, shares some thoughts on political party financing.
Whether it's practical for the state to really fund political parties within, especially our setting and our political milieu, where there's still a lot of work to be done in terms of infrastructure expansion, in terms of provision of social amenities. And of course, to the extent that political parties, for one reason or another, cut a negative image. So when you start funding political parties with the public purse, with all that negativity hanging around political parties because of the actions of one or two people, you are not too sure what the public will say. There may be a total uproar from the public.
The acting general secretary of the NPP, John Buedu, said there should be capacity building for the parties before considering party financing by the state.
There are some set skills that are needed to be able to run an effective political party that can generate reports and file reports. Because by even the nature of our laws, what kind of reports are we talking about? Filing returns, what returns? Returns at the headquarters. And I'm saying that there's no political party in this country that has ever filed complete returns of their activities for a year. But what we see is just reports of campaign activities at the headquarters.